They sharp, I like
them. Oh, thank you.
I need some. Welcome back. Once again, we're on another episode of No More Rated Business Show. Got another great show for you guys today. In the house with me. Sometimes you have folks in your life that just make such a major impact. And I'm so just excited and so proud to have you on the show today. I know it's been a long time. the CEO and president of Atlanta Photographers Network. I know everybody in Atlanta already know this man. You've seen him at every event going on. Mr. Robert C. Herbert, how you doing?
Wow, doing good, Kevin. Doing wonderful. Glad to see you, man. Was that an introduction?
Yeah, that's the introduction.
Oh, wow, man. That's the second best introduction in my life. The first one was when the guy that was supposed to introduce me, he didn't show, and I had to introduce myself. You know, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good. You're looking great.
Thank you.
The years have been good to you. But then again, you've been good to it, too.
I'm trying.
Yeah, no, you're not trying. You're doing it.
You're looking good, man.
Well, feeling good, man. It's been a wonderful journey. Wow. It's been a wonderful journey. I can't tell you since the last time we talked, since we met. I mean, years ago. You don't know how
it's
instrumental.
Been 18 years.
Has it been that long?
It's been 18 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw them photos that because you shot my very first headshots, my professional headshot. Uh-huh. I was still wearing a church suit. I looked at him. It was literally 18 years ago.
Wow! See how time flies when you're having fun.
Oh yeah.
People ask me how long have you been doing this. I'm saying, all my life. You know, because I always took pictures, mm-hmm. and then I had a chance to kind of travel, and realize that there's a big world out there. And so when I came back and got into corporate America, I said, well, I got to find something I want to do when I quote retired, because retired didn't mean quit working.
Oh, no.
You know, it just means change bosses. So I decided I was going to be my own boss.
Okay.
So at 66 years old, I started the Atlanta Photographers Network.
Wow.
Right? Why? Because I wanted something to do that would keep me busy, keep me excited. Right? And I realized one thing, that pictures are images, and images are everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Even to this day.
Even to today. Nothing changes. You walk down the street or drive down the street and you want to see a Burger King, you know, you see that Burger King sign up there. You know what I'm saying? So, don't mind me. Ask me some questions because you know I can talk.
No, I'm going to let you go.
I can talk.
But no, it's you taught me the camera. I mean, I think you taught me on my first Canon.
Okay.
How to actually start in photography and this type of stuff. I mean, so many skills and just so much stuff I learned from I've used throughout my entire career at this point.
Oh, wow. You've been.
I'm still a pretty good photographer, too.
I know you are. I know you are. You've been. But see, what good part about you, Kevin, that you were always a learner.
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying? You always wanted to work more. I remember when I had to travel all the way out to you to get my business cards or the little flyers printed out. I was so proud of them. I would show everybody, look. Yeah. And then you did my website.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the same website I use today when I refer people to, what was your website? Well, apnphotos.com. And it comes up to the website that you designed. So you've been very instrumental in my life and enabled me to be instrumental in other people's lives.
Oh, yeah. You know, I remember when I opened my studio, you was there. You came inside the event that night and brought a bunch of photographers with you.
Wow. Yeah.
That was way back in 2013 when I had my studio.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, the facts don't count. The facts don't count when the dream is big enough.
Oh, yeah.
See, all I was about was basically the dream, the concept that I had was I wanted to help people not only just get into business or get into something, but to get into a business that they can make money out of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming out of the multi-level marketing concern that I was in, when I first got down here, it was amazing because when I first came to Atlanta, would you believe it'd be 43 years in September?
Wow.
43 years I've been in this city, right? And I came down here and I was at a certain level of multi-level marketing that nobody else was, but I didn't even know it because I was just trying to find me someplace I could live.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember I told you, I was only supposed to be in Atlanta for 2 years, and then I was going to move to Houston, and then I want to find myself in Denver or something. because I always wanted to travel. But Atlanta grabbed me, you know. And I like Atlanta because even today, you can feel the pulse of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
It's pulsating, you know. Things are happening.
It's a special place.
Yeah, new place. It's like a mecca, but not only a mecca, but it's a mecca for blacks.
Oh yeah.
I have people come to me and say, "Man, I've never seen billboards with black people on it before until I came to Atlanta."
Wow.
And you know, I drive. I'm not going to tell you who I drive with, but it's in my networking tool, right? So when I drive, and I said, "Oh, you're visiting?" "Yeah, I'm visiting." I said, "Well, don't drink the water." They say, "Don't drink the water. Why?" I said, "Because if you drink the water, you'll move here."
Well, we definitely need to stop drinking the water because we're full.
No, we got, and see, that's the beautiful thing. People will say that we're full. No, Atlanta is a growing metropolitan city.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine Atlanta in 30 years from now?
Yeah.
You see, they're getting ready to put another runway out there.
Yeah, I can just see the growth since I've been here over the past 20 years.
You ain't seen nothing, especially in this area with the new studio coming out. Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and you're sitting on a gold mine right here.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
We hope so.
No. Kevin, you know I always tell you this. You got to speak something. Life and death
is true.
Rare.
That's true.
And the power of the tongue.
That's true.
You got to speak it, right? And I speak success over your life because I know I've seen where you are and where you've been right now, and I see where you're going.
All right,
you know you're gonna be a mega. I told you that from day one, didn't I?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I've been working hard over
the last. Yeah, of course, because you ain't lazy. You're not lucky. You're lazy. You make things happen. You don't sit around waiting for things to happen.
That's true.
And that's what's all about. That's what we've got to teach the young people, the young entrepreneurs. That's another thing I like about Atlanta. You get these young entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs coming in. They really got a little something going for themselves, right? But they don't know how to really put it together and all that. So that's our responsibility to help them grow.
Oh, yeah.
We got to learn how to take our eyes off ourselves and put our eyes on the people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the people that will get you from where you are to where you want to be. Because life is a journey, not a destination.
That's true. I came to that realization one day because it's like, you know, you set all these goals in your life. You set all these goals. And then you think, once I hit this goal, I'm going to be happy. Once I hit this goal, I'm going to be happy and this type of stuff. And then it just kind of dawned on me. The goal is death. It's to die on full, to make sure that you have lived the life that you want to. So the journey don't never end until it ends.
Exactly.
So you got to learn how somewhere to find happiness. Day for day for it.
Exactly. My philosophy is that when I go home to meet my maker, right, I want to be empty.
Oh, yeah.
So everything that I've learned, everything that I've accomplished, everything that I said I want to do, I want to be able to do it, to instill it, and to impart it into other people. So when I come before my Lord maker, I'm empty.
I got to say, you definitely built a legacy in the city of Atlanta, because I mean, so many photographers that has come through APN. I've seen from, you know, the first time they're picking up a camera or mm-hmm. just trying to get some more skills or trying to, you know, kind of further all their talents and this type of stuff. And now at this point, I know you've trained, hundreds, probably thousands of photographers around the city.
Yeah, and sometimes I would get discouraged because they would come and we would train them and then they would leave. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I'm doing something wrong or I'm not doing enough or whatnot. And then Miss Leslie, who's my lead makeup artist, she would share with me. She said, "Robert, everybody that comes to you is not come here for you to stay.
No.
They come to be taught to whatnot so they can move on." And since she said that to me, I am so excited. I can't wait to find the next new one. You know, we did an event last Monday on our meet, greet, learn, and shoot, which we do the second Monday of every month.
Okay.
Right? And there was an actress that brought her son, because her son wanted to get into modeling.
Okay.
And her son was 16.
Wow.
And he took great pictures and whatnot. Well, one of my photographers sent me a picture, right, of me and him, and I was showing him his picture. But when I saw that picture of me sharing and showing him, it said to me, everything you're doing is worthwhile.
Oh, yeah.
It's all paying off. And then to come to you, see you today, it's like the icing on the cake. I'm serious. To see the icing on the cake. And for you to tell me it's been 18 years?
18 years.
People ask me how long I've been doing. I said, well, I started in 2006, and what year it is. Then I say, you do the math, because I can't. Because when you enjoy what you're doing, you can't keep up with time.
Oh yeah, but you've had major success, and then I've seen just super amounts of growth because y'all went from one spot to multiple locations. Now you're traveling in all these different states and heading down to the beach, having all these photo shoots.
Yes, in Jackson, I'm moving. I'm thinking about expanding into that. I have my nephew in Charlotte. He's coming back and forth to train him so that when I retire again, right? You know that, you know. But I think it's important that we share, that we input, and that we mentor other people.
Oh yeah,
you know, and teach them what it means to be a mentee and responsibilities of being a mentee, and the growth that is needed, you know, to be a servant. So I'm just
like
excited.
You taught me iron sharpens iron.
Whoa! Proverbs 27:17.
Oh yeah, and that always stayed with me. Wow. In every rough situation I've ever been in, this type of stuff, or every time I bumped into, you know, different type of characters and personalities, that's always coming to my mind. That iron sharpens iron. So I always try to take something good out of all interactions that I have.
Wow. Yeah. So you know, we did that before we had a men's group. Now we start that same men's group again, Kevin. We meet the last Friday of the month, right? And my son, who's a powerful man of God, Robert C. Herbert Jr., right? He is going to help me. He said, Dad, whatever you need to do. And I was what we call Iron Man, standing on that same scripture.
Wow.
Wow, that's a confirmation. That's amazing. No, it's a confirmation of the word. It's a confirmation of what God has been planned. Because in order to be a good man, you just have to be a man of God, the type of man that God wants you to be, not the type that the world, because the world is always changing.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's oh, thank you, Kevin. I thought I was coming here to be a blessing to you, and you wind up being a blessing to me. Wow, yeah, it's so powerful. This is like a reunion.
It truly is. Like, this is literally where I started in Atlanta. Like, seriously.
And you bring back these memories about you being used. I remember now your camp. I remember going out to your events and whatnot, but it was a pleasure because it was always, you always had such a great attitude.
I tried to be.
An attitude of gratitude. That's what you always had. And plus you were from my daddy's home state,
really?
Of Alabama.
Yeah.
Which got me here because I went to visit my dad hometown for the first time.
Okay.
That I remember. He said, well, you go. And coming back from there, I stopped in Atlanta.
Okay.
And that's where first time I saw Atlanta. And it took me 7 years to come back. Mm. And you know, seven is the number of completion.
Yeah.
Right? And so I've been here 43. So it's wonderful, man. It's wonderful to see you again.
Oh, you too. You know, I seriously.
And I love this place. And we're going to support you. Whatever you need for us to do. You know, things pulling on me, but I'm a faithful guy. I'm faithful to people, but there's always room that you can always bless somebody else.
It's beautiful.
I love this spot.
Now let's talk about the whole world of photography, because now it's become like one of those type things. It's so important to have, you know, the right pictures on social media, to have the, you know, the right image and this type of stuff. And we're in this environment of everybody's trying to put out all this different content and this type of stuff. How do you see yourself in the mix of all this? Because, you know, you was doing this way before it became what it was now.
Well, my philosophy has always been don't recreate the wheel.
Okay.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Add to it, you know, but don't fix it. I have a lot of photographers that come to me and they want to learn, and we show them the rules, which are their basic rules in photography.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they want to say, well, that's good, but I want to do it my way because I want to do my creativity. You know, I got to get my creativity in. So the hardest part, first thing I tell them is, look, you have to learn the rules before you can break them.
That's true.
You got to learn the rules, just like anything else. You got to learn the rules.
Oh, yeah.
So photography is something, a person once asked me, what does photography mean to you? And when I have them in my classes and whatnot, the first thing I ask the young photographers, what does photography mean to you? And they say, well, it's stopping time or bringing back memories or whatnot. But a late deacon in my church told me I asked that question, and he told me something that lasts with me. It says, basically, photography is proving that you existed.
Wow. That's true.
Nobody would know you were here unless they had an image.
That's true.
And if you had a fire in your house and you got your family out, what would be the first thing you go back for?
You know, and it's crazy you say that, because that was the same point I was going to make. If something happened, that was going to be the first thing that you were trying to make sure the I images. Had my pictures. And it's like growing up, you know, I had a rough childhood or whatever, but growing up, I don't have a lot of pictures of me being a young kid. Like I got literally like four pictures, I think. One at 16, one at 10, and some baby pictures.
Wow.
And that's one of the biggest things that just kind of takes a big part of your life away. Because it's like, I can't remember those times.
Exactly.
And I don't have anything that memory to look at. And that's the reason why I'm so adamant about making sure I got, you know, pictures of my girls at every step.
Yes, yes, yes. Because basically that's important. Now, whether you use an iPhone or whether you use a SLR or whatnot, you know, I always tell my students and people, it's not the camera, right? It's not the lens. It's not the camera. It's the photographer.
All right.
It's how you put your personality into that shot. They know me as most of my photographers. I teach them one shot, one kill. You don't be hunting and praying and spraying, I call it. Oh, take about three or four pictures and hope one of them
comes. Putting on sports and getting my 50 shots.
Yeah, no, that ain't
that's time, exhausting, right? In the editing process,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. So I said, well, imagine when I know you, especially young ones, don't imagine when they had the little cameras that had 12 shots. And each one of those shots, you had to make sure that you took exactly right.
I'm actually old enough to remember.
Right? Exactly right. So I say quality is always the best thing. So that's why I'm big on composition. How to make a good picture, a great picture. See, a lot of photographers don't know that the human eye is three-dimensional, but the lens is only two.
Okay.
And I explained to them, do you ever see a picture in your mind? And then when you take a picture of it, it just don't come out the way you saw it.
They got that depth in it.
It don't. Yeah. Yeah. So you got to overemphasize. So I show them how to overemphasize that to create that.
Now, how has technology dramatically changed this? Because you've been doing this for over 20 years now. So you've seen the whole industry just be revamped. Right, and technology has just created such an impact as far as what we can do behind a photo lens now. And then, I mean, you're walking around with a DSLR in your pocket.
In your pocket.
At all times.
My thing is basically get excited about advancement. You know, that's great. But know your basics.
Okay.
Right? Know your basics. And your basics is to get a good quality image.
And that's so true, because throughout my career and everything that I've done, and the more I've learned and the more skills I stacked on top of skills, it was always in basics, knowing how to light it, knowing how to pose them, knowing how to put them in the right composition, as you say, because so many times you pick up something and it look good and this type of stuff, and then you think you got something and then you don't.
You don't.
But when you light it just right, you get that dramatic lighting in there, and especially when you start talking about film and video and this type of stuff, if you ain't got that part down, then you're really going to make some messed up video.
But what I found out, Kevin, and this is important, work is what you pay somebody else to do. Mm. You don't have to know everything.
That's true.
Just know somebody who knows everything. I don't know videos, but I know videographers. You see, I learn what your niche is and then stick with your niche. I like headshots. I don't know the lighting on headshots and all that, how to get it, all that. But when I take a headshot, people look at that headshot, they say, whoa, that's a good headshot. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's trying to impress each other, right? Trying to get the best picture, the best lighting, the best this. No, if you're in photography professionally, you want to give them a good quality. Don't get me wrong, right? But don't spend so much time on trying to make it perfect. But think about what your client wants.
Okay.
And give them that.
Okay.
If you want to over, give them, then over. But make sure you give them something that they have a quality about it. Our model, what we've changed for years, or we just started it again, is quality service for quality people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And you have to determine whether you're the quality person. But we're going to give you the quality service.
Now, tell us about the meet and greets and the photo shoots that that you guys come together and have?
Oh,
well, because I know that gives so many really, people.
This is, Kevin, that was some kind of idea that we, you know, people say I'm a photographer, but basically I really am a photo stylist.
All right.
Right, photo styles. What
Great
we
John
do,
Lane.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah. What we do is we like to bring people together. I bring my makeup artists. I bring the models together. I bring the photographers together. We create a theme.
Oh yeah.
And then we just everybody learns and everybody has have fun in that. We start our meet, greet, learn, and shoot. We're gonna meet somebody. You're gonna greet somebody. You're gonna learn something, whether it be on briefly on photography, on modeling, on hair and whatnot. Right. And then you get a chance to shoot. You know, shoot me. Basically, you come there to take pictures.
Yeah.
So the last hour is kind of concentrated on the shooting. But you're going to meet somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and now what that does is teach them how to network.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You're going to greet somebody, right? All right. That teaches them how to exchange business cards. You know, then you're going to learn something, right? And then when you get all that, you're going to get some pictures.
But no, that's so important. That's a skill that, you know, you end up taking with you all over life. Because exactly. At this point, if you ain't got relationships and this type of stuff in business, you're not going to make
it. You're not going to make it, especially in Atlanta. Atlanta's a networking city. New York now is what you know, but Atlanta's who you know.
Oh, yeah.
See?
But it's like that all over business. Mm-hmm. And teaching, you know, young photographers those type of skills, because it ain't just about... Can I shoot with this camera? Can I make money with it? Can right. I support myself with right. it and build a life with uh-huh. it?
Exactly. And not only just the photographers, the models too.
Oh yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They come to you, they don't know how to pose. They want to get into modeling. And they look at if you look at their pictures, all their pictures are the same poses.
Yeah.
So you got to teach them how to pose. You have to take it. Or makeup, same way. Leslie has to come in there and do some makeup and say, all right, you need to learn how to do your own makeup. Suppose you come there and the makeup artist is all busy and whatnot. What, you going to sit around waiting for her? No, if you knew how to make do your own makeup, you could come makeup ready and you're ahead of the game.
You know, it's crazy because y'all, your organization, y'all the ones that actually taught me about all that type of stuff. I had no clue when I first, you know, started doing this stuff and really got into the world of marketing and uh-huh. helping people build themselves and this type of thing. So it was like, all right, we're going to have a photo shoot. Got to get a makeup artist. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Got to have somebody come in and do the makeup. We need a hair. Light man. We need, yeah, you know, a hair person, all that type of stuff.
And now they come with their own backdrops.
Oh, wow.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying your facility here, they don't have to bring that. They just come, boom. They come to shoot.
All the scenery that you need.
Yeah, they come to shoot.
And you see what I'm saying? Ready.
So I think it's important that we grow as we enter into today's times. Bearing in mind that nothing really changes. It's all about capturing the image.
Oh, yeah.
And giving a quality image to one of your clients. And then we also teach them basically the basic concepts of business.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? If you want to be a starving artist, that's up to you. But if you come to me, you're going to learn how to be on time. Because our motto is what? If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. Right? So we try to teach them the same thing. And basic things, you know, but everything that we do, we try to do it in love, right? Nobody's boss. Everybody's freelance. We don't own nobody. Nobody works for nobody. There ain't no big shot, little shots, or nothing like that. We're all just shots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what I think got us to this point and will get us on. We're not the biggest, but we're still standing.
But now I'm just so excited, and I just really wanted to have you here today just to tell you how much we appreciate you and all the things that you're doing and how important the work is you're doing, because a lot of these people, they out here and they kind of by themselves, they ain't really got their directions and this type of stuff, and you give young folks so much. It's not just skills with a camera, but life skills, networking skills, business skills, and that confidence to go out there and get your own work.
Right, and I think that's so important. Because, like I said, when I go before my maker, I don't want to go before him full. I want to go before him empty.
All right.
Okay.
So, what you got coming up?
Well, we've got a special shoot coming up for Mother's Day.
Okay.
It's going to be a Mother's Day family shoot. That means people can come with their children, with their mothers, and whatnot, and take some quality images, so they'll have something for Mother's Day.
Wow.
We've got another Dusk to Dawn shoot coming up.
Okay.
Right down in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. We're putting that together. We've got a special home. This is a private one, so I don't even want to know about this. This is going to be a private shoot for just to come and learn quality. We've got some new people that are really dynamic.
Okay.
And I want to give them an opportunity just to have the time with some quality photographers to capture the images. We still have, we've got a New York Fashion Week coming up in September. Intend on going up there.
Wow.
Right? Not only that, but next year, our biggie will be our trip to Paris for Fashion Week.
All right.
Via London.
All right.
We're going to fly into London, spend 2 days in London, then catch a train that comes under the English Channel. And then 2 hours, we're in Paris, spend 3 days in Paris.
Okay.
Right. And come on back to Atlanta. Why? Because a lot of people who live in Georgia and whatnot, especially in the Atlanta area, have never been overseas.
That's true.
This will give them an opportunity to go over there. And eventually, my goal before I go home below is take a group of photographers, if the models want to come good, but take a group of photographers to Europe for a train ride through 5 or 6 different countries.
Wow. That'd be beautiful.
Just taking pictures.
I can't wait to see the images from it.
So that's the goals and some of the goals and everything that we have. We have 2 events every month. One is our meet, greet, learn, and shoot. The other one is going to be something that comes up. We've got to do 2 more because we don't want to be busy because we got a lot of people, especially spring, summer's coming into Atlanta because, you know, Atlanta's a summer city. So those are some of the things that we have coming. We're just going to start classes, makeup classes, how to put your makeup on. Photography classes, composition, we'll start with first because everything comes out of composition, right? And then we'll do some studio lighting, and then we'll do some model posings.
Okay.
So all those are in the works that we're getting. 2023 is going to be a super, super excited year.
Oh, yeah.
Because this, we're entering into our second quarter, right? We've been busy the first quarter. The second quarter is going to be out of sight. Then the third and fourth quarters is going to be even good.
I know y'all happy to be back out, especially after the pandemic, because that locked so many folks down, especially
lock us down.
The events and that type of stuff.
Well, it did, but it didn't.
Okay.
So we were shooting with masks. I'm saying, take your mask off, because, I mean, you know, so get your distance.
Okay.
Take your mask off, take your picture, put your mask back on, keep it rolling.
Okay.
You know, we've done several shows like that. They knew, all right, Mr. Bobby, let's go. So, you know, my thing is always then you don't let situations, we can't control situations. So we don't let the situation control us. Mm. You know, successful people do the things that unsuccessful people aren't willing to do.
That's true. That is so true. Right? With content at this point of the game being so important, because that's the number one thing in everything that you can think of now in marketing and, you know, social media, all these different things. What are the most important things when it comes to creating this content, especially to a lot of the young folks that's up and coming, or a lot of young folks that's out there listening to us right now? What are some of the most important things when it comes to creating that content?
That's something that we'll be moving forward to do more in, because we're starting to get younger people in and get their ideas.
Okay.
And let them run with it.
Okay.
And we'll back them up. You see what I'm saying? We're old school. So we've got it all set up, but I encourage my young photographers, my young models, my young actresses and whatnot. What is it that you want to do? What kind of theme do you want to have? You know what I mean? And you find us a studio. You find us a theme and we'll put it together. That's where my photo stylist comes in.
Okay.
You give me the theme, right? And we'll pull it together. And then, you know, then you'll be happy, and then I'll be happy, because more people say, oh, APN, oh, yeah, they did that. We want to follow them. So that's important, is to go back to, you don't need to know everything. Just surround yourself with people who know.
That's true. And it's so funny in business. A lot of times people get scared of having people around them that know more than them and this type of stuff. But I'm at the point in my life, if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm going to a different room.
Yeah, you always need. You need that energy. And them young people, they got that energy.
Oh, yeah.
You see, that's what keeps me going, them young ones. You know, I'm serious. People ask me, how you stay so young? I hang out with young folk. you know, I hang with them. I like their ideas and whatnot. Oh, Mr. Bobby, you know. Oh, yeah, come on, feed me more.
I hear you.
I'll make it happen.
I must say, man, you look good, because you look like you ain't aged today.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. Sometimes I have the ups and downs and whatnot, but I don't go by what I feel. Mm. See, I go by what I know.
That's something we got to teach these young folks so much more. I just don't feel like it don't matter what you feel like. It only matter what you got to do.
Yeah. Don't go by what you feel, because when you're going by what you feel, you're going by your emotions, and your emotions are going to always lead you astray.
Mm. You have to be a motivation speaker. You have to be a motivation speaker.
I am. That's what I do. But I do that through my photography, because my photography gets me in the door, and then I can minister to them. Once I'm in the door, because then their understanding or their reception is open.
Oh yeah,
you see, because you ain't gonna come with APN and shoot with APN without finding out whether you're spiritual or biblical. Because we're gonna minister to you one way or the other, but we're gonna do it in love and not something cram it down to you.
No, I promise you, you have had such a great impact on my life, especially when I was a young father trying to raise the girls and this type of stuff, man. The advice that you gave me and just let me know it was going to be all right and you was going to make it through it and this type of stuff, it's been invaluable to me.
Oh, bless your heart, Kevin. You just motivated me. We're going to stay in contact. We got some big plans coming.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Big plans, especially in this neighborhood here.
Definitely. You know, especially I can't wait to have everybody out.
We'll start small. You know, because I believe this, God don't look at numbers. God makes numbers. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Never despise small beginning.
What? I'll give me to say the same thing. Despise not small beginning. Yes. Oh, yeah. And that's how we got started. And I tell you, but people, it's not that you're not doing the right thing. Don't get discouraged. It's just that you're not doing the right thing long enough.
That's so true.
But even water will eat through rock one drop.
I remember you teaching me that one too.
Then I'm repeating myself. Okay. Well, I guess I'm all talked out. Next.
If anybody wants to support the group, join the group, just get in contact with you, how can folks do that?
Oh, now that is important, because as we grow, we're going to be moving very fast.
Okay.
Right. But we want people to be able to come up with us. We're the AtlantaPhotographersNetwork.com. Can get that. That's our website. We're also the Atlanta Photographers Network on Instagram.
Okay.
And the Atlanta Photographers Network on Facebook. See, I ain't smart enough to be shorting things.
Trust me, you smart enough to keep it all one brand. Because everybody supposed to come here and tell me all kind of
things. Right. And basically, now this is the important one. We have what we call a photo finishes / Black Beauties of Atlanta.
Okay.
Oh, that's my pet peeve. I believe in chocolate folk.
All right.
Okay. And that's a meetup group. Remember the meetup group we had? Okay. So we're still running that.
Okay.
Right. We've been running that. Kevin, I looked at the last thing. We have over 300 and something events that we put on under that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's consistency for you right there. Most people be on filled out a long time.
Yeah, ago. And people contact us and want us to take over their you know, when you dropped out, I said, we don't have time. Because we're moving. But I basically steer people to that, because that way the models get their images, because I tell the photographers to post their best images on there, 5 of their best images on there.
Okay.
And there's two purpose on that. Sometimes models will come to us and they say, oh, yeah, we like you because we get our images, because I take pictures with some of these photographers and I don't ever get their images back.
Yeah.
So I say, yeah. So I tell my photographers, post at least 5 images on that site, your best images. Be sure, because this represents you. So it's got to be your best. And there's a tool that, one, the model can go there and she can download her images, because you maybe have 5, 6, 10 images. And two,
I still got them images to this day.
Oh, okay. And second, we start what we call our photographer critique.
Okay.
Right? And we use those images. I have Kevin, he's my person, who'll hook it up, and we'll have a critique on the images.
Okay.
The pros and the cons. What did we do good? What could we have done better? You know, because that's the only way the photographers are going to grow.
That's true. That is so important to have, you know, people that actually got the experience to look at your photos and look at what you're doing wrong and help correct you and put you on the right track.
And we teach them how to critique.
Okay.
How to use a sandwich approach, you know, the good, not so good, then the good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just don't beat them up on the head and tell them they did a lousy
job. I love you this bad, but I love you.
Yeah. So that's important. So we are the Atlanta Photographers Network.
Okay.
Or APN. You see me a lot of times say APN, but I always put Atlanta Photographers Network first and then APN. People who've got to bring, oh, that's what that means. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's the way we do. We want to help you, but we're not going to do it for you. my philosophy is, you probably heard, remember this one? You can push a rope, but you can't pull. I mean, you can pull a rope, but you can't push one.
Yeah.
That means you can't make somebody successful they don't want to be.
That's true. They got to want it for
themselves. They got to want it more than you want it for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just have faith in us until you can develop that, and then we'll help you become successful. We won't do it for you, but we will definitely help you become as successful as you want to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I am a living witness of that one.
Oh, thank you.
Man, I appreciate you for coming out today.
Thank you for having us.
Once again, if anybody wants to join the organization, support the organization, just how can folks get to you real quick, just in case anybody missed it?
Okay, we're the Atlanta Photographers Network, APN. We're on Facebook, Atlanta Photographers Network. We're on Instagram, Atlanta Photographers Network. And for my personal friends, you can go on Facebook. I'm going to know Robert Herbert.
All right.
Okay.
Once again, thank y'all so much. It's been another episode of Number One Rated Business Show with the one and only Atlanta Photographers Network CEO, Robert C. Herbert. I promise y'all, if you are looking to get started in photography, if you just want to brush up on your skills, if it's a hobby, if it's a career that you want, this is the organization to go to. They do so much already with so many different photographers, so many events, and so many chances for you to get the experience to be behind the lens. So please, please check out Atlanta Photographers Network. I will be back. Next week, Tuesday, 2 o'clock, I'll be back with another brand new show right here on the Number One Rated Business Show. Thank y'all so much for joining us today, and we are out.
Well, thank you. That's my critic. If she says it's okay, it's okay.
I tell you,
it was okay. No, I talk too much.